Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Chris Vermeulen. He is the founder and editor of The Technical Traders. Now, Chris, you and I were chatting off mic about the markets and about the action that we've seen, especially in the last couple days. And I've even been on record earlier today saying that it looks like traders, again, are optimistic. Money is flowing back into these markets. You're taking a more cautious approach, though. From what I understand, you think that this could really be no more than, let's call it, a dead cat bounce because so many different markets got to oversold territory and now we got such a quick rebound that, again, this could be very short-lived. Give us some more details on why you're issuing a word of caution right now during this strong rebound just over the last few days.
Yeah, so when you look at all the markets, like you look at the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Russell 2000, those three kind of major indexes, they were all oversold just a few days ago, testing support levels. The NASDAQ actually had 100% Fibonacci measured move to the downside a couple of days ago. It hit a perfect ABC retracement sell-off from a technical level. Put it this way, it was a perfect drop into support, and it's had a knee-jerk reaction off that level. And we talked about this days before. We were looking at that level, and it hit it, and we've seen this monster rally. And everyone's feeling really good. You can see it in the market sentiment. The order flow on the New York Stock Exchange, everyone seems to be hitting the ask. More shares are being bought at the ask price. They're willing to pay a premium. Just get me in. And that is a sentiment, an extreme sentiment level. That's saying, people are willing to pay a premium. They just want in because they think it's going higher. And when we see this shift in the New York Stock Exchange, I like to look at the New York, the big board, is because it's kind of where the dumb money kind of goes. The investors who are playing on emotions always trade whatever stock comes to their mind when they want to buy something. And the big board has got all the big leading brand names. So when we see the big board moving in herd mentality to an extreme, like we're seeing right now, that is a sign that, whoa, okay, this market's probably going to go the opposite direction and catch all those, you know, those novice traders or emotional traders off guard. And all the major indexes right now, and even some of the commodities, they were oversold a couple days ago to an extreme level. And here we are like 2-3 days later, and now everything is at resistance and it's overbought. And everyone is really feeling really good right now. And that's not what you want to be feeling when you're in a downtrend. Price is at resistance. There's a lot of mixed market signals. You got to be super cautious here because it's almost a coin toss. Is the stock market going to pop or is it going to reverse and crash 5 or 6% in a few days? And there's, to me, that a 50-50 coin toss is not worth risking any money for. I'd rather let this thing shake out, which is what we're doing, and get involved when a new trend has kind of evolved, emerged, and there's confidence in that direction going forward. But right now, it's just tossing back and forth. There's waves of buying, waves of selling. Just when you think you've got a good trade in your hands, it reverses. All those gains are gone a day or two later. And I talked about this with subscribers this morning, how important it is to understand these waves in the market. The 30-minute chart is a great chart to get a feel for the patterns and these moves that take place every 2 or 3 days in the market. But yeah, it's a volatile time.
Chris, haven't we already seen this in the market, though, where it seems like investors taking long positions, not really taking much protection on the downside, and the markets have been able to sustain this pretty strong run without even a big drop? You consider the most recent drop in the S&P, it was hardly over 5% in a little less than a month.
Yeah, I mean, there's people aren't buying any protection. People really aren't scared of this market. And that's the scary part. I mean, the VIX is still pretty low. No one's moving to bonds. Everybody's actually dumping bonds. Usually if people are fearful, bonds start to rally. Kind of like what we saw last January, a year ago, January, February, where we saw bonds break out of a pattern and start to move higher with stocks. That was because there was all kinds of things happening that was starting to make investors fearful. But we have the opposite of that right now, to the extreme, where no one wants bonds. Everyone is buying call options, which means they're jacking up leverage to the upside, expecting stocks to keep going. And they're buying this market correction like it's going to keep going higher. And it could. We're still in a bull market. I mean, if you're a long-term investor, you should still be long. This is not a reason to get out. This is nothing more than a bull market correction or pause before it goes higher. But as a short-term trader, this is when you kind of step to the sides. You let the market shake out, because we don't really know if this market is going to pull back another 5 or 10% from here, maybe even 35% from here, or if it's going to pop and rally and take off. The nice thing about technical analysis is when the markets are mixed and it's a 50-50 bet and they're swinging for the fences every day, up 5%, down 5%, I mean, you just step back and you let the market exhaust itself and whatever it's trying to do. And when a new trend emerges, we can jump on the bandwagon, whether it's at a better or lower price. Awesome. If it's at a higher price a little later, that's perfectly fine. We don't need to ride this roller coaster, but there is no fear in this market. And, you know, we're in a bull market. So I think longer term, we're still going higher. But I think we're going to see this choppy market. Could be a lot like last September. Could be 2 months of sideways chop that could really eat up a lot of your profits. This stuff can suck the money out of your account very quickly. And there's no point in kind of risking it when you can just kind of step aside for a few weeks or a couple months and wait for that new trend and then get on board with the leading sectors or commodities and ride the next leg. But you got to kind of be patient and wait for these trades if you want to have high probability of winning.
So, Chris, in all fairness, you even mentioned that the markets are very close to some of these near-term resistance levels. If we do get another push, or say a push to the end of the week, would that turn you more aggressively bullish then, because there is this 50-50 toss-up?
For sure. We're like the markets right now, like the S&P 500, the Russell, the NASDAQ, I mean, we're looking at one more big up day, and it's really going to be flipping that trend back to the upside. We'll be making higher highs. It'll have lots of momentum to the upside. And I mean, we're really only a day or two from this kicking back over into an uptrend, and it's off to the races again. But just keep in mind the selling volume. We have been seeing a lot of distribution selling volume. The leading sectors, and including the NASDAQ, have been hit really hard with a lot of selling volume. So there's definitely big money players moving out of the leading sectors, and that's not a good sign. Like it moved out enough that those leaders are no longer leaders anymore. Like they need a lot of work to do just to get back up to where a lot of other sectors are. Like the energy sector, the oil energy sectors are doing very well. Yet you look at the EV market, you look at clean energy, solar, some biotechs. I mean, they're all down like 25-35%. So we are seeing a major shift here. Yes, we're close to a new leg higher in the stock market, but I think there's going to be new leaders. And we need to see where those are, because the market, this is a bit different than what we saw back in September. We're actually seeing money rotate from out of leaders, and that money is now looking for new leaders. And back in September, those leaders just remained leaders. They actually held up very well. They performed and outperformed the stock market, whereas this is very different. Now those leaders are crashing, they're selling, they're breaking down, and money is searching for the next hot sector. And the question is, does that money keep flowing out of the stock market? Is that big smart money moving out, getting ready for a market collapse of some sort? Or is it just starting to look for that new, the pockets of hot sectors to move into? And we don't know. And when the markets are this mixed, where there aren't really any true leaders other than some of the oil sectors, it's just a really tough time to trade. And when you don't know what's going on and there isn't clear direction, you know, I always step aside. I'd much rather take a week or three off from trading and wait for a clear direction before you plop your money back in and start managing it again.
Hey, fair enough. But, you know, a lot of people are probably sitting on some pretty nice gains, right? So
for sure.
Well, they probably should at least put some money on the sidelines. Do you see a market pullback or even market collapse as helping out some of these safer assets that, in all fairness, haven't gotten any love recently?
It depends what you're talking about. I mean, if you look at bonds, usually they should be performing really well when the stock market sells off. But we never really saw any fear in the stock market when it sold off. Typically, we'd see fear in the market and bonds would go up, but there was really no fear in this market. People aren't buying gold. I mean, other than, you know, as we're speaking right now, gold and silver are up pretty darn big, up 2.5-3% for the day. But when you look at those charts, like a daily chart of those, today's bounce is nothing more than a one-day bounce. We've seen this happen in gold, you know, 5 or 6 times in the last couple months. and then it hits resistance and it rolls over and falls flat on its face and makes new lows. So this nice pop where the boards are green, there's huge up days. I mean, it's lulling people into this false belief that, hey, money's flowing back in. But from my point of view, this is nothing more than a technical oversold bounce. And in a downtrend or a bear market, either one, you have some of the biggest one-day and multi-week rallies that happen in the stock market. And that's what we are. As a short-term trader, we're in a downtrend, extreme oversold, and everything across the board is just having an oversold bounce. And that's what gets people super pumped, gets them sucked in, and then the market rolls over and crashes again a few days later. So that's what I'm looking for. That's why I don't want to get involved in it, because this market could rip to the upside, or it could fall flat on its face. It's a 50-50 coin toss in this type of scenario, pretty much. You just got to be real cautious.
So are there any sectors or stocks outside of the broad averages that you're watching closely to give you a little insight into what this 50-50 market is going to be, if it is going to be a breakout or a breakdown?
Not really. I mean, I'm kind of watching, if you look at the transportation index, I mean, we're looking at the transportation index and the Dow have actually been moving higher, and they tend to lead the market. And so that's a really good sign to see both of those breaking up. You know, the fact that those two are leading, but then you look at all the old leading sectors are completely lagging. There's this kind of real pull in this market. I think we are seeing money flow into these kind of economic stocks like transportation, industrials. You look at real estate, ETF or the real estate sectors, they're doing really well. Banking is obviously doing really well with interest rates going up. Banks can now make more money. So we're seeing a huge shift from the whole tech side, and now it seems to be bleeding over into energy, financials, real estate. A very different spectrum of what was hot is now starting to become hot, this real estate and the financial side. So there's definitely a very big shift in investor sentiment of where they think these markets are going, and people are kind of now, I think, looking for undervalued real estate and energy and financials, because a lot of them have been beat up and they've been underperforming dramatically. So there's some good buys out there in those sectors. Lots of room for them to go up, whereas the tech is overvalued and kind of overbought. And that run, I think, is over.
All right, Chris, we'll wrap it up there. I will post a link to your website, The Technical Traders, so people can follow along with what you're trading and the markets you're watching. But very interesting comments. You're coming at it very much from the cautious standpoint right now. And hey, fair enough, that rebound has been very strong. We'll see where it goes. It sounds like the close at the end of this week is going to be critical. Chris, thanks for your time, buddy. I'll chat with you in another couple weeks.
All right. Thanks, Corey. Always a pleasure.